as you guys know, we woke up this morning to the news of Joe Tiller's passing, which was tough on me. He's a great coach, but a great man. A guy that I've known since I was 18 years old, who I played for. He's a defensive coordinator at Purdue. Coached at three different schools with when he's offensive coordinator at Washington State. Gave me a job. He and Mike Price as a graduate assistant. And then obviously he became the head coach at Wyoming and hired me as in my first full-time job at Wyoming. And I got back together with him at Purdue for 3 years. So he's a man who had a huge impact on my life as I grew up as a young man in college, and then had an even bigger impact in my life professionally, giving me opportunities to be who I am today. So I just wanted to make sure that Arnett and the family, know where my heart is, and our condolences for my family, and I'm very, very thankful that he was a part of my life.
Thank you, Coach. Kate? Questions? Down front, Gabe.
Joe Tiller probably would have been happy with a Lacus play tonight, but five tackles for loss and a couple of sacks. Could you take us through OT, especially in there late in crunch time?
Yeah, I think he's I think his health is getting better. I think, he left the game a couple weeks ago. Probably wasn't 100% last week. I don't know that he is right now, but he's as healthy as he's been probably in the last 2 years between the shoulders and all everything that's gone on in his life. He's playing with great energy. I think, he's a guy that doesn't have to do everything anymore with lining up people because Terrell's doing that a lot. We move him inside and we bring Anthony in. So he's been moving around from at Mike and Will, but he's certainly a better Will than he was at Mike last year. Not to say that he can't play Mike with Anthony on the field. So we're trying to keep our best players out there, trying to keep some guys fresh by spelling him with Anthony, by spelling Terrell with OT, and so that rotation is working. His energy level and his play tonight was great. Now, let me say this. I think, which I've said every week, we're getting great effort from these guys. I mean, that's not a question. They haven't done everything right all the time, but their effort has been phenomenal. And as long as that continues, they're going to make mistakes. But as long as that continues, we're always going to have a chance. And I think tonight was a product of their effort combined with their belief in who they are and what they're about. And again, we take another step tonight in a tough SEC game. And, I didn't see a bunch of people panicking out there in the field. For young guys that are playing, I thought our older players did a nice job of really communicating.
Second row, Mark, and then Christy, follow up.
You mentioned not panicking on the field. That kind of leads to my question about Kellen Mond. He continues to mature each week. Can you talk a little about what you saw from him, especially in the fourth quarter, as he brought the team back from seven down?
Yeah, they changed a lot of things. We ended the first half. I think we counted about four or five different coverages and defenses on the last series before the half. I knew that. Said coming into it, Will and T-Rob do a great job, particularly in the back end, and giving him some drop eight, then giving him some Tampa two, then rolling up some corners and giving him some three deep looks, just some things. There's a lot of – for a young guy, everybody says, there's only a three-man rush. But when you got a young guy and he looks out there and it's drop eight, there's plus your guys, it looks like there's 15 guys back there running around, a lot of white helmets. And so I think the first thing he did was protect the football. And when it wasn't there, he hung on to it or threw it out of bounds. I think he scrambled well, but he slid. Not to take a bunch of hits, but he didn't just throw the ball up in the middle of the field, maybe like he did earlier in this year. So ball security was good, which gave us a chance to punt it. And our defense played great defense after the touchdown early. I think they went, what, four straight three and outs? Something like that.
Yes, sir, four straight three and outs in the third and fourth quarter.
In the third and fourth quarter. So, you know, that becomes a team effort, and the play calling can change at that point, too, when you start feeling good about where your defense is, and field position became a big deal for us in the third and fourth quarter. You know, we had long fields in the first half. We drove the ball. We got to midfield, and that flipped in the second half. The third and fourth quarter, we were able to keep them down there and get the ball in decent field position and capitalize on it. So he did a nice job of that.
Stay on the left side, Christy, and then Travis down front.
What did you think about the work Ford gave you, especially in the fourth quarter?
Who?
Keith Ford?
Yeah.
With the fourth quarter, with the touchdowns and the hard running he did?
Yeah, he was excellent. You know, he's a tough guy. Felt good about it. You know, we feel good about all our backs. I think, you know, what's lost in this, I think Kendall Bussey came in and gave us a real spark, you know, to really rest those guys a little bit. I don't know that Travion is completely 100% yet, but he's still really effective as a home run hitter. We're getting him back healthy. Obviously, Keith is healthy. You can see that last week with his burst and tonight, you know, with some tough runs. And then Bussey, I don't know what he do. He caught a couple balls, but I thought he came in, he had, what, 3 for 13?
And, yes, sir.
And he caught one for, I mean, he really gave us a spark. So those three guys, you know, they understand their roles. They're all wanting to play. They're not mad. They might get mad at me a little bit as I rotate them. But, you know, there's games when guys are hot. And a tough physical game like that, you know, that's where Keith Ford excels. And I was really, really happy about his play tonight.
Down front, Travis, then we'll go to the left, Zach.
What was the message to the defensive secondary after giving up a handful of big plays there in the second quarter, and what did you see from them in the second half that made the change?
Well, it was pretty obvious. You know, they decided, South Carolina, that they couldn't run it at all. And they said, the heck with it, we're just going to throw it every snap, which is not what they've been. And they did. They threw it every snap, and they were effective doing it. We had to change some things, you know, and mix up some coverages and do some things a little bit different in the second quarter. After we gave up some yardage and some big plays, and so that obviously there were some adjustments made, particularly in the second half after the first drive. But you know, we just got to keep getting better. You know, I think you saw Derek Tucker come in and play a lot. Had the young corners out there with Charles and Renfro. Miles got in there and got a little shook a little bit early, but we got to keep him going because he's very, very talented. Played a little bit more dime. I think you saw Anthony out there tonight, number 18, playing a little bit more than he's played in the past. And he played okay. Gave up a big slant late in the game. But you know, we got to get these guys out here. They got to be confident. We can't just yank them when somebody gets open or something happens. We got to keep their confidence going. We got to keep them playing because as you see. You know, they're capable of being pretty good. And our execution has got to continue to get better, and I think it has over the course of the season.
Go Zach and then Ben here on the right.
Coach down here.
Yeah.
Was it the plan all along to rotate those young guys on the offensive line and to get them experience, or did the game kind of dictate that? All right.
Yeah.
And kind of a follow-up, the energy tonight from the stands, what did you feel about
that?
Yeah,
let me say this, too. That's great. I'm glad you brought that up. I just want to thank our fans. I thought the third and fourth quarter, I thought our fans impacted the football game. I know that our players felt the energy, particularly defensively. I think that it impacted our opponent and their ability to communicate. And, you know, I thought our fans were outstanding tonight in a close football game that needed that energy. And obviously – our players really fed off of that defensively. I mean, the way they played with the three and outs and the way our whole team responded, you know, I just want to make sure that everybody knows that we're not taking that for granted. The 12th man had a huge impact on this game, and hopefully, you know, it'll be the same next week because it was loud. I mean, really loud. And it was great. It was a night game in Kyle Field, the energy level was high, and our players and really, really appreciate it.
Second row right, Ben. Then we'll go to Christy here on the left.
Kevin, what's the biggest sign of growth that you've seen in this team now compared to the team that started the season?
I don't know. We've won, you know. So we've won close games. We didn't win the first close game. So I don't know. That's probably the best way to measure it.
To the left, Christy.
I know that running is part of Kellen's game, but whenever he doesn't slide, does he ever concern you whenever he's running towards?
Of course it does. Of course it does, you know. So, like I said, it cost us the first down, you know, but I didn't yell at him because it was fourth and short. He's got a lot going on. Man, I think, but the last shoot, he made three first downs at the end of the game to really kind of keep the clock moving. I think we ran off, what, almost 3 minutes during that time, and which was a big deal because they only had two timeouts left and they had to use those, which gave them the ball with no timeouts left and less than 2 minutes to go. So I think we got it with five or something like that.
Let's see, Coach.
I don't know. But
five, yeah. And then with 5:54.
Yeah, so we ran pretty good amount of time off the clock, and him using his legs and doing that was a big deal with that. But, yeah, you know, there's always a concern when your quarterback takes off running through the middle, particularly between the hashes. So he's learned to slide. He's learned to take care of the ball, and that's all part of it.
Front right, Gabe, to the back, Darryl, and Brent, you'll wrap us up.
Following up on Mond's run, how huge was that play? First play, I think, from scrimmage in the fourth quarter, and Brunson comes in at his face. I don't know if he sees him or not, and almost sacks him. For him to get out of that and scramble forward for 18 yards, can you take us through just that play and how big it was?
Well, he had a couple of those where it's not the big ones that were 18 yards, but the ones where we didn't lose 10 yards, where he was able to avoid the rush and scramble and maybe get three or four, which gets back to field position in this game was big, particularly in the second half. So I think to answer a question earlier, you know, where's the growth come? You know, some of those balls he might have thrown up, some of them he might have just been, you know, taking the sack, but I think he moved around tonight and made something out of nothing even when the pocket collapsed. So, you know, like I said, he's learning, and his growth is, you know, you see it every week. It's not as fast as everybody wants. It's not as fast as he wants, you know, but he is getting better, just like this whole football team.
Go to the back in the lights, Darryl.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about how your team played defensively and how that will carry over and possibly help you momentum-wise going into next week's ball game?
Yeah, just like I said, Darryl, I thought, you know, we came out and they, you know, they went the length of the field. They hit a big play on us early in the game on a scramble throw and a coverage breakdown. But, you know, to go four straight three and outs to end the game says a lot about a team that was down. Down at that point, you know, where the energy level might have decreased a little bit. You know, there's always everything else that's going on the sideline. I thought our coaches did a great job of really, you know, focusing, getting our guys focused on the sideline. And then our players did a nice job of execution. You know, you don't go three, four straight three and outs without guys playing hard and knowing what they're doing and playing the way they did, and then creating negative yardage plays. How many sacks we have?
Looking seven.
Seven. So, you know, that's – and those weren't all blitzes either. You know, there's some guys that were rushing the passer and playing with high energy. So, yeah, you know, there's things that I got to look at the tape. You know, we got to look at it, but obviously there's some positives that anytime your defense can go out and do what they did in the second half after, you know, giving up one early, but then really basically shutting down everything for the rest of the game and giving us an opportunity in the time of possession game. You know, we were 7-16 on third down. They were 2-13. And so that's a big stat that kept us on the field and kept them off.
Brent, you'll wrap us up.
Two-parter since I'm wrapping it up. And going back to the offensive line, in terms of the wholesale substitutions with the young offensive line, what is the long-term reasoning behind that, and how much confidence must you have in those young guys to do that?
Well, we do it to get them all in there at one time and to get our guys a little bit of a breather. You know, you saw tonight we had three situations where Eric's helmet got damaged, so he had to come out on a third down. I think McCollum got hurt early. Mm-hmm. So they were forcing some guys in there in those other situations, and the thought process is that, you know, we've had a lot of injuries in our offensive line in the last, particularly last year, and some guys got worn down. The ability to play these guys in meaningful situations to prepare them for games like tonight, where you got to go in there and play and be expected to be successful, not just be a backup player, but be a player. And I think it really helps the focus during the week, knowing that you're going to play in this game. I think it helps their preparation during the week, and you know, it helps our confidence for the guys that are in there playing, particularly when you win these types of games, and these guys really feel like they really had something to do with it by playing.
And on the injury front, how is your health holding up?
What do you mean?
You seem to have a noticeable limp and maybe some swelling and things. I know it's an uncomfortable question, but...
Some swelling and things. What, have you been looking at my ankle?
Yes. Hands,
are you like... looking at... Are you looking at me? Wow.
See, we're very observant.
No, I did some stuff at practice. I was trying to do too much this week. So I found out that I'm 53 years old now, not 23. And our players are pretty good. I think my playing days are over. Trying to do too much at practice, that, you know. But the recovery piece, I'm fine. You know, it's an ankle. It's not anything more than that. So.
I promise that's the last swelling question.
Yeah, it's... I didn't think you looked at me like that, Brent. I gotta, wow! I gotta. I don't know, man. That's. I appreciate it though. Thanks for looking out for me. Anything else? Anybody else need to? No, I'm good. Anybody else want to video me limping out of here today? All right. Have a nice night, and we'll see you Tuesday.